I'm not going to take a lot of your time tonight, folks, but I do want to tell you that I have in my hand a coin that I've been carrying with me for quite some time. It is a coin of that was commemorated when Robert Kennedy was killed. And some of you may have already seen the movie that's out about that day that he was assassinated and the tragedy to our nation. But I've been thinking a lot about him, and I'm thinking a lot about the time in 1968 when I first became involved and interested in politics. And the reason I became interested in politics was because of what he said during that campaign and the words that he would, and the speeches he would give about America and the strength of America and the compassion of America and the need for America to exercise leadership. You know, it was his belief, and I believe this to my core, and it's something that I will be talking a lot about as I travel across this country, that the strength of this country is, frankly, not in its political leaders. As good as Tom Harkin is, and as good as the Democrats who were recently elected are, that is not where the strength of this country is. The strength of the country is in every single person in this room tonight, in the citizens of this great nation. On November 7th, the citizens of this great nation, both Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, understood deep down inside there was something wrong about America. There was something wrong about an administration and a Congress that sought to divide us and made no effort to try to bring us together. There's something real wrong about an administration and a Congress that decided to prey on our insecurities and our fears and our anxieties, reminding us of how fearful the world is and how tough the world is and how we have to hang on to what we have and have to watch out only for what we care about. There's something really wrong about a president and a Congress that suggest that this is no longer an optimistic, can-do, hopeful nation, but it is a nation that has to build walls around it. It's a nation that has to fear the rest of the world. It's a nation that must no longer inspire the rest of the world. It's a nation that should walk away from international discussions to save the planet from global warming. It's a nation that doesn't recognize important opportunities to work with other nations. There's something wrong about that. There's something wrong about a Congress and an administration that doesn't feel badly about the fact that 47 million people don't have health insurance and doesn't feel badly about the fact that a failure to deal with health insurance and the health crisis in this country is making it more difficult for small businesses to survive. There's something really wrong, and you all knew there was something really wrong about an administration that really wasn't interested in an energy policy, that wasn't really interested in trying to figure out new and creative ways to build an economy that would take care of all of us and no longer create that gap between those who are doing very, very well, the few of us, and the rest of us who are struggling every day. And what Robert Kennedy said in 68 is absolutely true, and that is that we have the capacity. If we have the courage, we have the capacity to change that. We have the capacity in ourselves to inspire others, to encourage others, to energize others, to change the direction of this country. There's no reason in the world why we can't control our own destiny. There's no reason in the world why we can't grow our own energy. There's no reason in the world why we can't solve healthcare. There's no reason in the world why we can't improve education so that every single youngster is not a great standardized test taker, but is someone who is innovative and creative, someone who's going to be able to be successful. There's no reason in the world why the United States of America can't lead the community of nations in a discussion of how we might keep the world safer and how we might protect the world from greenhouse gases. So this campaign isn't about me, it's actually about you. It's about the courage that you have. And you began to exhibit it. And frankly, I thought we had done a heck of a job in Iowa. You were the chair of the party, Lieutenant Governor, and I thought you just did a whale of a job until I went to New Hampshire. The governor got elected by 74%. Did you ever get 74%? No.
Only in my dreams.
Only in your dreams, yeah, me too. He won by 49, it was 49-48 is 2 years ago. He won 74-26 this time. So that was pretty good. They took back the Senate. That was pretty impressive. They had not had a Democratic House. Christie mentioned this. They had not had a Democratic House since the Civil War. Now, they weren't three or four seats behind like we were. They weren't a couple seats behind like we were this last election. They were about 75 seats behind. They won a net gain of over 100 seats. They don't have anybody alive that has ever been in the majority. Seriously. So as happy as we are, you've not really seen happiness until you've been to New Hampshire. But they understand the enormous opportunity that they have. And you all understand the enormous opportunity we have to help shape this national debate. I'm going to talk a lot about energy security. Why? Because I'm proud of what we did. We became the renewable fuel leader in this country. We began the creation of a wind energy industry in this country and leadership in this country, in this state. We were only one of two states that reduced the number of uninsured for health insurance purposes last year. We are second in the nation in health insurance coverage. Over 92% of our folks are covered, and almost 94% of our kids are covered. You know, we're always one, two, or three in SAT and ACT scores, but you may not know this, but we're also number one in lowest dropout rate. We have a record number of employed people. We had one of the fastest growing economies in the country. We actually reduced the size of government. And we also made sure that incomes for families went above the national average for the first time in a long time. We really did something here. And it's because we believed in that vision. We believed in ourselves. And what we did in Iowa needs to be translated to the rest of the country. And so this campaign of ours is dedicated to all of you and all the people who have courage, the courage to change, and the strength of people working together. We're going to try to create a sense of community throughout this campaign. We're going to try to suggest that America works best when it's not fearful, but when it is hopeful. America works best when it works together. Now, you know, the reporters will come up to you and they'll say, how can you possibly do this? And they start rattling off a list of people that are thinking about doing this. Well, as of right now, I'm the front runner. But you know, I've always been an underdog. And I've always been a long shot, and I started out life that way. And going back home today into my hometown and to my boyhood home, and going up into the rooms in the areas of my home where there were happy memories and some very tough and sad memories, reminded me of my mother's courage to change and the impact it had on her life and my life. Nothing is impossible. Absolutely nothing is impossible. And that's why in 1998 I didn't give up, because I don't give up on things I care about. And I care about you, and I care about your future. So I'm not going to give up on it. We're going to run this campaign, and we're going to win it with your help. Now, reporters will say, well, geez, how are you going to raise all that money? And I said, well, we're going to raise it one contribution at a time. Now, it may seem surprising. It was surprising to me. I didn't know that we'd reach this mark, this threshold as quickly as we have. But as a result of your work and your generosity with what has been collected and what has been pledged, this event we'll raise $1 million. So don't tell me I can't do something. That's a big mistake. Don't tell me I can't win, because I've never lost. And don't tell me I don't have the capacity to lead this nation, because I do. And I will, with your help. Thanks very much.